the Redeemer of the church, Jesus Christ, have supremacy in all things, in all areas of our life. And especially in church.
you can turn your foot and you have left. So I have left you there, so that this is how the points of you there to make sure that everything that goes on in this church goes on according to Christ's word, according to His will, what's supposed to happen. And He says, we're following all of us, Lord, and my example has been to faithfully through the Jewish scriptures. Second Timothy, chapter 1, verse 13. Paul says, what you have heard from me, keep as the pattern of forms with faith and love in Christ Jesus. So, what you have received from me, what you've heard from me, keep it. Hold on to that. That is the pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus. And that is what we also use to use a very familiar verb. Verse 3 says, the things that you heard me say in the presence of many witnesses in God, to reliable people who will be able to qualify, who will be qualified to teach others well. Let's see here. Verse 8, the word of God, the gospel, the book of God, that I find Paul and he says to me that I'm going to do. On the truth to you, so that faith goes through the time to receive it and run with it, guard it, carry it, and then you also pass it on to the next generation. You find that other people who are people of character, people who are qualified, people who can then go with each other as people. It's a process of reproduction that Paul has made. And the apostolic example is preach the word, teach the word, and then give that to other people who can then draw into the same. But the people have to follow this example, which requires you, Timothy, to preach the word. So we have a pattern that's been set up for us, beginning with Jesus Christ, and then following the apostles, and then all of the teachers of the church that have come since then. That pattern is, hear the gospel, hear the word of God. Jesus. Hold on to it, marry it, and preach it. And teach our kindness. That means the honor of the apostles. So that's the reason why the preaching of the word is so important. It's because it is the power of God from God. It is the power of God on the foundation. So the only thing that we're thinking is there is in Hebrews, in verse 2. This is verse 14. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned. And verse 15, now for instance, you have known the Holy Scriptures, which is able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Are what gives you the knowledge of salvation. It is the Word of God that has the power to save. And so, Paul says, you have received this thing. You know from whom you learned these things. But from me, as well as from your own families, and from infancy, you've known the Holy Scriptures. And these Scriptures are the ones that are able to give you the knowledge and make you wise unto salvation. The Word of God, living, the Word of God is the instrument that the Holy Spirit uses to bring about the gospel. As we say, it is the instrument. It is the instrument that the Holy Spirit uses to bring about the gospel. And the community part of this explanation right now is the Spirit's work. But the tool that He always uses is the Word. So, there are two things that are necessary for any human being to become a believer in Himself. And that is the Holy Spirit and the Word of God in combination. The Holy Spirit is divine and assuring power taking the word of God, the gospel preached, and placing it in someone's heart, and it transforms that person's heart from inside out. We generate a new birth. There's new love that takes place. And the combination is always the Spirit and the Word. The Word is sent to people home in the gospel and receive it. The Word is sent to people who Paul says in Romans 10:13. We've all heard many, many times. Romans 10:13. Also in that passage. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And verse 14 says, how then should they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching it? And you're speaking of it. And you seem to proclaim the word of God in this. This is why we believe in this. This is why we support missionaries. This is why we get so long. This is why we get to be in our soul. We believe in missions because we believe that the word of God is essential to the conversion of any soul. The word of God is the power of God of salvation. Romans 1:16. Romans 1:16 Paul says, for I am not ashamed of that, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. It is the power of God that brings salvation. So why does the word of God need to be preached? Why is this a responsibility that the Lord Jesus Christ laid on his apostles, and then the apostles laid on those who follow them, and on into infinity, everyone who follows in their footsteps with them? It's that our responsibility and everything is to be interested in that the Holy Spirit needs to bring up. It is the power of God in some way. And only gets an encouragement for that. Only gets an encouragement for your own life and both for our church. What is going to see new people coming to the church and the whole side of the Jesus Christ is not guilt, or obedient, or the next best thing. What is going to see people come to the church and become pure and true disciples of Jesus Christ through the Word? We see already, I read a story about a church, a large church, and they actually turned their main floor into a room. So, you say you have multiple levels, so they took all the chairs, all the benches, all the seats in the main level, and they brought in tons of dirt, and they had a room of some more. You can get people to come to a room. You can get people to come to a room. But that's what happens. The next week that you don't have a radio, where are they? They're back home, or they're back going to the wilderness. Somewhere else. What is it that makes true lasting disciples of Jesus Christ is the Word. It is the power of God in salvation. It is what the Spirit means. And so let me be encouraging you that, not only for our church, but also for your own individual life. And if you're interested in people and tell people the gospel, if you go and tell people the gospel, you do not go alone. You don't go alone. You don't go in your own power. You don't go in your own strength. You don't go in the hopes of your own ability to convince them, or with your own eloquence, or with your own arguments. You go with the Word and the Spirit. And when those two things combine, there is spiritual life that human beings cannot create. And so go with that purpose. Go with the Word, knowing that where the Holy Spirit is pleased to move, life, spiritual life, eternal life will happen. Bring that confidence, knowing that the Holy Spirit's will is His work. Bring the Word. Because the Word is the power of God for salvation. Number three, another reason why the preaching of the Word is so important. that Paul tells us in Ephesians is because the preaching of God's Word is essential for our Christian growth. The preaching of God's Word is essential for our Christian growth. Now, the word is just going a little bit different now. I'm not going to say the preaching of the Word, but here I want to especially think about the preaching of God's Word, because this verse, 2 Timothy 3, verse 3, tells us the power of this Word. The power of this Word is God's Word. Because for all Scripture is God's breathed. All Scripture is God's breathed. The idea behind that is when you talk, you are literally expert. You're breathing and you talk. And so the word that behind this Greek word, behind this phrase, God breathed or holy breathing that is inspired by God. The word behind this is literally God's breath. It's one word that's used only one time in the entire New Testament. God's breath. The idea is literally that God is speaking His word. Through His teachings, through Paul, through Peter, through James, through Mark, through Isaiah, through Moses, God is speaking His word to us. It is His word. And not only that, but he tells us that the Word of God is all that we need for our in Christ. Secondly, he tells us that he is all strictly God rules and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God will be thoroughly fit to the Word. Every what is it that you need to grow in your life as a Christian, to grow in your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ? What is it that you need? Well, you've already got the Holy Spirit. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you've already got the Holy Spirit. The one thing that will help you to grow and develop and nurture your life in Christ is the Word. It's all that we need. It's not here. It is enough to make us thoroughly equipped. Completely equipped for every good work. So for teaching, for using, for correcting, for training righteousness, the Word of God is sufficient and we what we need to have believers. So, to put those last two things and put them together, what we're saying is the Word of God is vulnerable. Right? It has the box we need it because it's the power of God to salvation. Preaching we need it because it is what we need to grow in our lives. We need the Word of God. And so, one of the key responsibilities of the minister is to proclaim to give it because it is the power of God in our life. And some people the power of God unto our nurturing and disciples in Jesus Christ. Number four. Why is the preaching of the Word of God so important? It's because it is pastors. Even when it is not possible. The next verses that I'm about to read are incredibly personal to me because it is these verses that I believe the Holy Spirit means in our life is calling it to me. It's calling it for me. I was 17 years old and I was reading the Bible one morning before school. And I sat in my daily Bible reading in that passage. And I read 2 Timothy 4, verse 1 and 2. Now, I know Paul wrote that in Timothy. That's not Paul's charge in Timothy. But when I read those words that I was about to read to you, those words literally were like someone was taking a magnifying glass on those words. And the Holy Spirit is driving those words deep in my heart. And if you look at me, this charge that is directly personal to me is now also to me. Preach the Word of God. And so, I take this responsibility very seriously. 2 Timothy 4, verse 1 and 2. And there's a reason they say it. It is what Paul says. He says, in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus. We're already in Solomon's Temple, aren't we? In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who are the witnesses Jesus, God and Jesus Christ. This is pretty solemn talk that he's about to give. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead. And in view of his hearing and his ear. I don't know any personal charge that in many times has given some stronger words than this. In the presence of God and the presence of Jesus, who is coming? When he returns, when Jesus Christ returns, he is coming as the judge of all men. And he's the judge of every living soul. And not just the living, also the dead. You can get them all out of the race and judge them too. It's going to be the judge of every single person who has ever lived. And he comes when he returns, you see. In view of that, coming to us, in view of him coming to the judge, in the presence of God and his own Jesus Christ, I will charge you. I'm reading this charge called this movie. Preach the word. Preach the word. I want to share with you that as a pastor, I want to do my very best to not stand up here behind this pulpit on this stage in front of you and give you my things. I don't want to give you what I think. I want to give you what the Word of God says. And for the best of my ability, I want to explain to you what the Word of God says. And I want to try to apply it to our lives. That is what I want to do. And so, because I want to do that, I want to be very careful in hearing the Word of God. I want to take the Word of God and say a verse and then read my thoughts in it. I want to take the Word of God and look at what it means and let it explain to me what it means. And the best way that I have found to do that. And something that I believe in very strongly, that I believe in preaching through large sections of Scripture, so that we can see the flow of God, so that we can see and connect what he's doing here to what he said earlier, and what he means by the Bible has been given to us in the form of a collection of documents. So if you fix that. A collection of documents that have been gathered together over the span of hundreds of years, written by inspiration of the Holy Spirit by dozens of people. And when they wrote these documents, they wrote them intending for them to be read as a unit, intending for them to be read as a whole. In fact, it would not be unusual for the church offices to have received the second letter of Paul to Timothy and stand up. In a worship gathering where they were all together and just read the whole letter. And yet, the apostle's words come to them as the word of Christ, as the word of God. So, most of my preaching to you is going to be that. It's going to be taking a text in Scripture, whether it be a sermon on the wall, or a letter like 1 Peter on Wednesday night, I'm about to respond. We're going to start going to a letter 1 Peter this Wednesday night. And there's so much to learn in 1 Peter, particularly because we live in a world in which Christians are becoming more and more people. Christians are becoming more and more persecuted, more and more maligned and mocked and scoffed at. And 1 Peter is about suffering for the sake of us. For the sake of the name of Christ. And how to do that, how to live in the world as a faithful believer. There's so much to come. But my goal is to preach the word to you. Preach the word. And the point that I'm leaving here is that Peter saw the responsibility to preach the word even when it is not popular. It's known for all diseases. In season and out of season. We've got a lot of hungry in here, but seeding for deer hunting, and they're seeding not for deer hunting. Right? There's blue season and there's all season. Well, there have been times when the preaching of the word is more effective. There may be times when the preaching of the word is more positive. There may be times just maybe even on the group that's being preached. There may be times when the word of God is welcome. And receive when people are hungry to learn and they want to know what it says. But there may be times when the word of God is preached and you want to inside the church. Because it's hard. Because Jesus right between our eyes is something that we can change in our lives. Sometimes the word of God can be hurtful, painful to us because it reveals who we really are. In which the word of God is not lost. In preaching the word is not lost. And how we regard that in the passage, because nevertheless, preach the word. In season and preaching, correct and rebuke and encourage. Both the hard part, rebuke and correct, but also the good part, encourage. Preach the whole thing, preach the word, preach the whole counsel of God. And do it with great patience and careful instruction. Not virtue, for the time will come when people will not pull off this sound doctrine. Instead, through their own desire, they will gather around them a great number of people to say what the patient's ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn God's influence. But you, keep your head in all situations, and do your part to do the work of the angels, to serve all the duties of your ministry. It's interesting to tell us that there are so many examples where people will not hold up to their own lives. I think that's kind of abrupt. And people are gathering to themselves teachers who will teach them what they want to hear. Teachers who will teach them things that make them feel good. And that just amazes me. At least one that's really popular right now. And that is the name of the Lord Jesus. He teaches you what you want to hear. And that's what you are encouraging. They're really alert. And I'll tell you right now, he does a much better job of speaking to them. He is incredibly helpful. He's very good public speaker. But he tells you what you want to hear. It's all the things that will fill your ears. You see, you have to be there. You can build you up. You can encourage you. You can do it. That's when a cheering session. But if you use a whole mass of that, you can't reach them with your instinct. If whoever believes in the Son and true life, whoever does not believe in the Son, God's wrath. We need to hear the whole gospel. We need to hear the whole gospel. We need to hear the whole counsel of God. Even when it's not popular. And I don't know, there may be times when I'm preaching that even here inside the church is not popular. But that's what I'm doing. I have to preach whatever the Lord asks. My heart is Christian, and my name is of love, and I mean this with respect. My name is Christian, that I come from you. But that is Christian communication is also. And so, if you have to do what the Lord should have said, they have to do you in preaching the word, even though it's not from you. Okay? There may be times when that involves in person. But every time the Lord is all spent some marches, comes to us in verse 6. For I am already being poured out like a bull dog, and the time for my departure is near. What do you mean when you say I'm being poured out like a bull dog? And you're asking to say, I'm giving my life right now. All these hardships, all these things I've gone through, I'm giving my life as a living sacrifice. This is what it is worth. being poured out like a meat offering. The time for my departure here. I have gone to this fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me a crown of righteousness which the Lord the righteous will reward me on that day. Not me only, but also to all who belong to the day. I think from the time of Christianity to heaven, earlier in the passage from 3, back in verse number 10, he told me, you know about my teachings, you know about my way of life. In verse 11, he said, you also know about my perseverance and my sufferings. And the things that happened to me, the things that I have told you, the roots of the persecutions that I endured, he just said a place where he endured hardships and suffering. It goes on to say in verse 12, in fact, everyone who wants to hear the God is often from me, for in verse 2. Everyone who wants to hear the God is often from me, for in verse 2. Father, in verse 1, that we have been appointed unto you, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer with him. Suffering is part of living in Scripture. Everyone who wants to go to God along will face persecution. But evildoers, verse 13, evildoers and prophets will go from bad to worse, deceiving and doing the same. For who? Persecution is coming. We're already being lost. Christians are already being lost. Those who believe the scriptures and are afraid of lives under the authority of the scriptures are already being lost. Are we being lost? You can see this, but look at these people over here in this little corner and quarantine you all. I'm happy in my life now. And it's not, I'm not just doing this for the sake of this. I'm happy with you in my life. I'm doing this in my life. I'm happy with you that I will do this in 30 years or 5 years for each new one. If you're listening to these, what's going on in your culture right now, that you speak up against them, you're labeled as smooth-hung people. And you can say it because it's already happening in the place. There are already been people who have been imprisoned and fought in Britain. And in Jesus. It's not. We can be all in this letter. We don't have to be faithful in that. I think for the end one, you just pull back a lot of water at that time, you know, pulling people in the chair. That's the way that we give the gospel. We can be loving or we can be truthful at the same time. If you can just be loving and truthful when you're calling a person to be a person, you should be calm. Will we be faithful? I pray every day. So, what is the application of the message for you? A lot of this has been done. I need to preach the word. I need to be faithful. Preach the word of God. There's people who can pray. There's a believer who can grow in Christ and be encouraged in faith. What is the application of the word for you? Well, if I'm preaching the word and hearing the word, then that means that you are receiving. And that you need to also adopt these Christ-centered principles and word gives you that you will be those who will be open and receptive to the preaching of the word of God. And so that you will see that the word of God is absolutely essential in your life. And one clear way to see if the word of God is essential in your life is what you do with this book, Monday to Sunday. Because what you're getting from this pulpit on Sunday is necessary, but it's not enough. You need to be reading the Word of God and bring the Word of God into your soul on the new message. The Word of God is necessary for the Word of Christ. It's on you. It's on your own. It's on me. It is what Jesus. We need this Word. You can go for weeks and weeks without reading a meal. Your soul will become impoverished if you go week to week without reading the scriptures on your own and praying to the Lord. Believe the word of God. And so, my role as a pastor, a lot of the time here around the word and preaching the word, will also be your life as a believer, teacher around the word. It is the word of God. And in all of it, we want to be the needs of this place. That's all I'm praying. Father, we thank you for the opportunity that we have here and to look at your word and think about the importance of the teaching and preaching of the scriptures and the life of the church. And not only do the words, but these prayers. Father, I pray that you will help me that I will be in my ministry here and in my church, more than simple. That you have helped me to be faithful to the task that your word has given me. I pray that everyone hears now, that they will be those who will openly welcome and receive the word of God. That your spirit will open their hearts to receive that word. That everyone in this body of believers will develop a hunger to be thirst for the scriptures. Know you better. Bring honor and glory to your name. So I pray that you would help us with you to the scriptures that are absolutely essential for our lives as believers and the power of our body in this church. Lord, may you be glorified in all that we do in this church. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.